Daf Lamed Aleph. So we got to the very top line of Lamed Aleph. The Gemara, the two dots, is Zeh Omer Shalvosai, Zeh Omer Shalvosai. This is Machlokas. Each party claims that they received this property from their father. Hi, Isi Sadi Davase. He, one guy brings Edom that it was his father's. Hi, Isi Sadi Dachli Shnei Chazaka. The other guy brings Edom that it was his for 3 years. So, okay, sounds like the guy with the chazaka would win out. It's a chazaka shieshim otaina. He has a taina that it was his father's. It's a chazaka that he's been there for 3 years. So it sounds like it's a good taina. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Ma lo l'shaker iboy amarle minoch zvante v'achalte shnei chazaka. What's this guy to lie for? He's not really lying. It's an amigo. If he wanted, he could have claimed that I bought it from you. You're right, it was your father, and I bought it from your father. And now I'm eating a v'shtei chazaka. That wasn't his taina, but he could have said such a taina. Since he was being honest and saying he really received it from his father as a Yerusha, so mali l'shaker, so therefore it's a good, that's his taina, it's a good chazaka. It's a good chazaka. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains here, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, mali l'shaker, zeh machzik b'may de toin d'shel vosav v'yar shemehem. The guy who's machzik and claims he got it from his father as a Yerusha, ibayamar, he could have said, I bought it from your father. He could have said that also. Therefore, we trust him with this taina. So it's a chazaka shieshimo taina, and he wins out. He, since he has a 3 years, so it comes along Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says, and the Rashbam points out that Abaye was the Talmud of Rabba here. And we'll look at Rashi in just a second. At Tosin in just a second, but he was a Talmud of Rabba. Amar Le Abaye, Mala L'Shaker B'Makom Edim La'Amridin. We don't say Mala L'Shaker in this case in the context of Edim, you can't work. Such a migo doesn't work. So where are the Edim here? Since the other guy has Edim, that it was his father's, so, and I'm claiming it was my father's, so that Malo Shaker doesn't work when it goes against the Edim. Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, Amr le Talmido Abaye Amr Malo Shaker, Kulamar Ayidei Hai Migo, and this migo that I, the Masik, I'm claiming, that again, I say I got it from my father. I really could have said that I...
Sorry for the serving.
My daughter had it well. Beautiful. So now I could have really said that it was my, I bought it from your father. I bought it from your father. I could have said that. But I didn't say that. So I said it was from, I was the Yorishim. So what's the lach? It's like, hi, Migo, demala l'shaker, lo yitzke b'karka. So I should be zoche b'karka. But it doesn't work because it's a migo b'makom edim sharei edim machishim es dvarav. The edim of the ma'arir is going against my chazaka. Shomrim d'shavosav d'idachi. Your edim say that it was really yours, and it's not my father's. V'gam ha'chazaka eino klum. Now the chazaka that I'm making is worthless because sharei einim otaina. You've just neutralized my taina kiim tainas sheker. My taina is a false claim. That's what the Gemara says here. Okay.
How can a migo even work if they're both saying a similar taina? In other words, Mali l'shaker, they're both saying they got it from their fathers, no?
So right.
How can that even work?
But a taina cannot knock out another taina. They're both standing. Both tainas are standing well. But only now that he's aiding with it, then his taina beats out my taina.
Okay. No, fine. Right. I hear that. But to have two migos that use the same logic seems to...
But it's not two, it's only one migo, because I'm the one saying a chazaka, right. And it's from my father. The taina is greater because I could have said I bought it from your father. I could have said that, which strengthens my taina of saying I got it from my father. That would have made my taina even greater. I didn't say that, but still it's ki'ila I said that. But now once you have Edom, that's your father's, and there's no indication that your father ever sold it, so that really not knocks out my potential migo of buying it from your father, and therefore I lose the weight of my chazaka. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, where are we now? Sorry, so much going on today. Got a little thrown off there. Hadar, Amrlei. There, the Gemara says, Hadar Amrlei. Now, what happens is, me, I'm the machzik, and I agree, Davasech, he, it's really your father. I agree, it's your father. This Vante Minach, I bought it from your father. V'hai Damrlei Davasai. So, why did I say it was really Shavosai? How come I say it was my father? because the Samech Li Allah Kidavasi, I was so certain it was mine, and as if it was my father's, as if it was a Yerusha. But Taka, I agree to you, really was your father's, I bought it from your father. It's easier to say it was so mine for so many years, Ki'ilah is Yerush from my father and my grandfather. That's all I was trying to accomplish. So he's what's called, he's towing the chozer of a towing. He retracted, he tweaked his taina. Do we hold of such a concept? Can you be chozer v'towin or not? That's the shaila. So what's the psak here? So the Gemara says, towin v'chozer v'towin. No, ain't towin v'chozer v'towin. Can a person change his taina? Can he tweak it? Can he have a completely different approach now? So in Ula paskin amar towin v'chozer v'towin, you can retract, you can change your taina. Now, it's very important, we'll see, we're going to qualify all these, but right now, across the board, you can change a taina. However, Nahardai Paskin Damri Einon Toin V'Chozer V'Toin. We don't. You cannot change your statements. You come in with your final statement, and that's it. One taina, you get one chance, make sure it's good. Otherwise, once it's already in the system, you're done. Now, the Rashbam points out, we Paskin like Ula, but we're going to have to qualify some of these psakim in just a moment. Ula says you can be chozer v'towin, and the Hardai Paskins you may not. So the Gemara says further, Umo de Ula, Ula agrees sometimes you cannot be chozer v'towin. When? Heichad de Amar lei shel avosai v'lo shel avosecha. When you explicitly say it was my father's and it was not your father's, if I say that as part of my taina, so then deino toin v'chozer v'towin. You cannot, when you make a new taina, it could only tweak your previous taina, it cannot go against your previous taina. So if a mamish goes against my previous taina, I said it was mine, it wasn't yours, Reuven's. It wasn't your father's, Reuven's. So then I can't later on say, oh, it really was your father's, I bought it from him. That's a problem. If I say it was my father's and that was it, then I could add and somewhat tweak it. That's the only situation where Ula permits it. Now, of course, this is not so defined. You have to figure out what's considered against and what's considered a tweak. But that's the basic principle of Ula. Further, the Gemara says that now v'heicha dehavi kai beidina v'lo tain. Let's say the guy is standing in Beis Din and he doesn't make that taina. V'asim me'av right now, he goes outside, he leaves Beis Din, v'ton enoch, and he finds some taina from some guy. You could hire a toin, a type of lawyer. This sugi is very important. Are you allowed to hire a toin? We normally paskin, you're allowed to. Most people think, many think you can't. But it's really telling you on this sugya, you go outside Beis Din and you learn a new taina from a smart guy who went to Beis Medrash, eino chozer v'towin. You cannot come back and retract. Why? My taima de tante de agmare. You learned out from some other guy how to make a proper taina. Last night I was at the Yeshiva Gdol dinner. I was talking to someone, not from, who was there, who I know well. And he was talking about one time, the first prayer. He didn't really know religious people growing up. He grew out somewhere in East Long Island. And one time a person came to his office and the secretary said, there's some strange guy waiting outside. I said, what does he look like? He's got a beard, he's got a black hat, it was a Chabadster. So he says, I'll bring him in. He says, you don't even know the guy. He says, trust, bring him in. So he was talking about with this Chabadster. He says, how come when it comes to the Jews, I always have a hard time. I can never trust them in business. I can never trust them at all. So the Chabadster says, it's your parents' fault. He's like, my parents' fault? What are you talking about? He says, yeah, because they didn't send you to Shiva. He's like, what do you mean? How you went to yeshiva, you learn how to make the proper tainas and how to deal with them the same way back with them. So that's what the Gemara says here, because the guy left, he left the Beis Din, and he learned how to make a taina, so he comes back and make it. That's not a true taina. That's the guy learning how to learn a pasugya. That's not learning the emes. So anyway, the Gemara says, so if you leave Beis Din, even Ula says, you cannot be chozer v'towin anymore. Now, there are some times where Modi Nahardai. Nahardai are also sometimes, they admit, where you can be Chozer V'Towin. When is this? Heicha d'amar lei shel avosai, when they say, it was my father, shelakhu me avosecha de Chozer V'Towin. Where he says, it was my father's, my father bought it from your father. That's a case where it's all in the realm of truth. There's no tweaking at all. You're just adding, you're being Moshev as opposed to tweaking. Previous statement was, when Ula allowed it, I said it was my father's, I meant it was really your father's. That's a very tweaking where Ula permitted, Nahardai did not allow it. But if you're most of Al-Dvarav, even Nahardai would permit a Chozer V'Towin. Okay, then the Gemara says further, V'Heicha D'Ishtai Mili Avrai, let's say the two parties were talking outside, back and forth, you said this, I said this, V'Lo Toin, and there was a certain time I never said. Asa L'Beidina, I come to Bezin, V'Ton, the Chozer V'Toin. So now I say a new claim. You say to me, wait a second, we were talking outside. You never mentioned that to me before. Suddenly in Beis Din, you mention a new Taina, which you never mentioned. In that case, even Hardai will agree you can make a Taina. Why? Very simple. My Taina. The Ovid Inish Jalom Megali Taneisa El Beidina. I'm not going to tell you all my arguments outside. You're going to find a lawyer and undo them. I'll tell you some of the basics. We get the best, then I'm going to really whip out my good stuff here, and then you have nothing to respond. So that makes sense. That's a situation where you can be chozer v'toim, because it's not really considered a chozer v'toim. So what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? So Amar Meimar. Meimar says, Ana Naharda, Ana. Meimar says, I come from Naharda, and yet, severely, I hold the toim v'chozer v'toim. I go against them. And Hilchasa Torin V'chozer V'Torin, we hold you are allowed to, again, change your Taina. Now, there's so many different factors you have to keep in mind when you can be Chozer V'Torin. So just a few different things that came up in the different Rishonim and Poskim is, let's say they write down the Tainas. So the Psak of the Beis Yosef is, if you write down the Taina, then even Ula will agree you cannot tweak it at all, because if you're writing something down, that means you were so certain of your Taina, there's no changing it. If you set a statement, a person could retract a little bit. That's a situation where you could no longer be towing. Let's say Toch Kedei Dibur. I say one thing, and quickly, within a couple seconds, I change my Dibur. That's also a situation where everybody would agree, even in Nardai would agree, that you could be Chozer V'Towing Toch Kedei Dibur. Now, there's another discussion here as well, that the Shach writes, the only time if you leave Beis Din and you can't come back and make a new Taina, it's only if Beis Din gave a verdict. They said, Psak, you're chayev. You go outside, you find the lawyer. But if he didn't give a verdict, they had a conversation and they were thinking about it. I go outside during lunch break, I come back with a new idea. And that, according to the Shach, you'd be allowed to chozer v'torin, as long as it's prior to the Psak Din.
Can you appeal the decision of Beis Din?
You can always appeal it, yeah, you can appeal it. There's a situation of going to another Beis Din you cannot go to, the Zula, the Beis Din, you can't go to a different Beis Din. Perhaps to a higher Beis Din you would be able to, but to a different one of the same level you would be allowed to. I don't know that much about the appeals, how it works in Beis Din, but such a concept I think does exist. Okay, now the Miri says, a new Taina could work as long as it doesn't go against you can't be Chozer V'Toin. If I leave Beis Din, if it goes against, it's a sheker, if it makes my first Taina look like a sheker, I can't. But let's say I come back with a completely different approach to the case. That's not considered Chozer V'Toin, that's considered a different Taina. Chozer V'Toin is only a problem if I am making my initial Taina sheker. If I'm taking a different attack at this din, even in that case, everyone would agree, if you leave Beis Din, you can come back with a new approach to the Beis Din. Now the Ritva writes here clearly, the Taina only works when you come from your own mouth. Let's say you're in Beis Din and they see you talking, or maybe on the phone texting someone, getting some ideas of what to be toing, that the Ritva says would not be allowed. So according to the Ritva, it sounds like you cannot hire a toein in Beis Din. Now maybe if you hire a toein beforehand to give you some ideas, but during the court case, it sounds like the Ritva would hold against such a concept. Again, I don't know the halacha of how towing works, but it seems that this would be a very, very important sugya for hiring a towing, whether it would be permitted or not. Okay, let's go back to now. The Gemara says the last few lines of the Amud here. Ze omer shel avosai, ze omer shel avosai. Each one says it was my father. So hi, Isi sade davasa. So one guy, Reuven, let's say, brings Adam that it was his father's. V'ach l'shnei chazak, and that he also ate there for 3 years. The other guy, Sade Da'achla Shnei Chazaka, only brought Edim that he was there for 3 years, but does not have Edim which give strength to his Taina that it was his father's. So what's the halacha here? So Amar Rav Nachman says, Oki Achila Labade Achila. You have the two Edus on the Achila neutralize each other. Each of us have Edus that it was I ate it for 3 years, you ate it for 3 years, so now that's neutralized. What's left standing is v'ok yara b'cheskas avasa. So the one individual, the other party, who has Edim that it was also his father, so he wins, it's his. That's Rav Nachman's psak. You knock out the Edus when it comes to the Achila, and there's one Edus standing that it was his father's. So comes along Amar Le Rava. Rava says, and Rava goes against him, that he says, no, v'ha Edus m'cheshesi. These two Edus are going against each other. We've now just neutralized the Edus entirely. So even though your Edus said that it was your father's also, it's one statement. You have one statement. It says that you ate there 3 years, and then it was your father's. My statement is I was there 3 years. But once they cancel out each other, You can't like separate the concept of one edus. The edim said one statement. You can't palginun dibur split up this part and accept the other part. So Rava says it's edus mucheshes and everything gets thrown out the window. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman says no. Nihid is kashes bachilasa. Granted that with respect to the eating of cheskets gimel shanim that had been canceled out with each other. But with respect to the edus of the father, Bahavasa, that it's Reuven's father, well, Yemias Chaches, was that really ever rejected? That still stands. That's still a good edus. So it sounds like the Rudis Machlokas seems to be about whether you could be Palginan Dibura when it comes to edus or not. Okay. So the Gemara now says, after explaining this Machlokas, so the Gemara suggests, Lema, let's say, Rava Rav Nachman Bepluksa, the Rav Huna. They're arguing about a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. What's machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chista? Kemiflagi de Itmar. Shnei kitei edim hamachishos zuadzu. You have two groups of edim that are going against each other, saying different things. So let's get some of the background here. So look at Rashbam, two lines down, machishos zuadzu. Beidus achas. There's one edus. Kigon. What's an example? Shnaim omrim ploni lova mi ploni mana. Reuven borrowed money. He borrowed $100. V'shaim achem, yet two other edim say, hachishim deny this, v'amru lo, lo v'him imanu klum, he didn't borrow anything, Reuven doesn't owe any money. How do we know? Sharei ba'oso hayom, that day, shatem omrim shalovim imanu, that where you claimed you saw such a loan, haya imanu halova koloso yom, the lova, Reuven was with us that whole day, he wasn't with you at the bank. Lo lova mishim adam klum, he didn't borrow anything. And there's not edim zomim, because edim zomim is only when it's about the edim, Imanu Hayisim. This is about the Lova being Imanu Hayisim. So this is a case of Edus Mucheshes. So what's the Lacha when the two areas, classic case of two Edim going against each other. So back to the Gemara now. So Rav Huna Paskins, Amar Rav Huna, Zu Ba B'fnei Atzma U'me'ida, V'zu Ba B'fnei Atzma U'me'ida. Each party can now testify on their own. So what does that mean in a different Edus? Look at Rashi, Rashbam rather, where it says Zu Ba, the second Zu Ba. He says, Beidus Acheres. Each party now, neither one, we don't know who's correct. There's a suffix that each one is correct, there's a suffix each one is possible. We don't know. One of them is lying. We don't know which one is lying. So one of them, so they both have a suffix of their status. So in another Beidus Acheres, says the Rashbam, explaining the Gemara here, they can be trusted. What can't be trusted is, Aval Echad Mikazu, Vechad Mikazu, Ein Mitzdarfin Leidus Achas. You can't have one guy from one kind of Edim join with the other guy from the other kind of Edim, because then Vade, one of them is possible. But in an independent case, you could trust their Edis. They have not lost their status. They're not become possible Vade. They're only a Safi. Okay. And therefore, Rav Huna says, the last line of that Rashbam, the Tam de Rav Huna, Mishum de Oki Gavre Achas Kai, Velo Tafsilinu Besafi. We each Edom have a status quo being kosher. There's only a suffix whether they're possible. So because of a suffix, we're not going to disqualify them from Edom. So that's Rav Huna Shita. They are still good Edom in another context. But comes along Rav Chista. Rav Chista Amar says no. What do we have to deal with Edom Sheker? The suffix Sheker is enough of us to be concerned, and these Edom lose their status forever. And we'll look what the Rashbam says here. They shouldn't be trusted anywhere else. We have the money, stay in the status quo. We do not trust the Edom at all to remove the money from its status quo. So that's the Shita of Rav Chista. So how does this line up? This Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chista, how does this line up with Rava and Rav Nachman from the previous case? So the Gemara explains. Lema, let's suggest that Rav Nachman de Amar ki Rav Huna, Rav Nachman who said before that what? We have the two Edom cancel out, but the Edus of the father could still stand. We don't say Edus is possible entirely. We could still trust that other part of the Edus, that it was his father's. So he must hold, like Rav Huna, that each Edus independently are still kosher. And Rav, who said before, no, we cancel out all the Edus of the previous discussion with the Cheskets, Gin, and Molshanim, will cancel each other out. So even the Edus on the father is also canceled out, because he holds that they're Edim Psulim. So he holds, like Rav Chista, that you can never trust these Edim ever again, even though the Psul is only Bitar HaSafik. So that's the Gemara's first approach to this lining up these Machlokas. But then the Gemara says, not true. Aliba, the Rav Chista in the world of Rav Chista. Rav Chista here who says, again, Behavdi Sadi Shekri Lamali, why do we need false Edom here? Kuli Amalo Pligi, everyone agrees that he would say in our case, in the Cheskas Gimel Shonim, he would also disqualify the Edom even on the Edus of the father. That Rav Chista, no one argues. Rav Chista thinks, Ede, even Bitar Safik, we never trust Edom for any halach. Ki Pligi, when is there Machlokas Rava and Rav Nachman on the previous case? That's only in the world of Aliba, the Rav Huna. The world of Rav Huna, who says that each Edus separately is going to be trusted. Now bring it back to our case of the Cheskas Gimel Shanim versus the Cheskas Gimel Shanim plus Havosai. So Rav Nachman holds Rav Huna. Rav Huna says we don't cancel out all Edus. Just because there's a certain Edus Mucheshes here doesn't reject the entire Kashus of the Edus. So we trust them that it's still the Avosai, it's a good Edus, and the guy who has Edus on his Avosai, he wins. But Rava says no. Ad kan lo kam Rav Huna ela leedus acheres. When Rav Huna trusted these Edom, that's only in a different case. But here, of all the case of the Cheskas Gimel Shanim versus Cheskas Gimel Shanim plus Avosai of all the Oso Edus, that same discussion, lo. That's where Rav Huna wouldn't allow the Edus to work. In another case, yes, but we're still dealing with the same case here. You cannot say Palginan Divura in the same situation, and therefore Rava thinks Rav Huna would agree in this case, the Edus would be rejected as well. Okay. Now, there's an interesting onigamtiv. I won't get involved in this, but he thinks this machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Huna depends on the nature of chazaka. In chazaka in general, there's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim whether chazaka is a birur, it's mevarer, the emes, it gets to a real truth, or it's simply a minag. Sometimes we get stuck, and chazaka says you leave status quo, it's the safest bet, hanhaga. So they explain that machlokas here as well. When it comes to the position of Rav Chista, Rav Chista holds it's really a chazaka is a birur. It's there to mivara the situation. So when the edus is machisha zedzeh, you cannot create a chazaka. You can't create a chazaka. And that's why Rav Chista says you can't trust these edim. It's a chazaka that you cannot rely on that chazaka anymore when it goes against emes. When there's some level of suffix there, you can't rely on the chazaka of them having a cheskas kashrus. Rav Huna thinks, no, chazaka is not it's not mivara anything. Chazak is when there's a certain something stuck, we don't know what to do. So the best practice is, as a pshara, just do a leave things at status quo. So even though there's a hachra here, we could still, the status quo is that they have a cheskas kashrus, so we could still be knowing that way in a different context, and that's the understanding of Rav Huna. So again, the machlokas of Rav Huna and Rav Chista, according to Onig Yontif, is the nature of chazaka, whether it's a birur or whether it's a hanhaga. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara now says that Hadar Aisi Sade Davase. So we're going back to that case above where I said I was here 3 years and it was my father's, and you say it was 3 years your father's. I have Edom only on my Gimel Shanim, and you have Edom on Gimel Shanim plus your father. So now what happens is Hadar Aisi Sade. Now I don't have Edom on my father's, that my father had it. But then I go out and bring Edom Davasi, that it was my father's. So now we're the same playing field now. So can I do that? Can I now, after the verdict came down that the guy who has Edus on his father, he wins, can I now bring further proof? So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Anan Achtinan, Ana Maskinale, we can reconvene, we can have another discussion, and the Beidina Lo Azil, sorry, Lizilusa the Beidina Lo Chashinan. And to the disgrace, we are not concerned, of Bezin, we're not concerned. What is going on here? So look at the Rashbam first medium wide line down. Lizilusa de Beidina Shemi Yigalgalu Habrios al Bezdin. Maybe people are going to start making fun of Bezdin al Shisosin as Dinaim. They're overturning their dinim all the time. Bidami Lachucha Vitula. They're just playing games around here. So maybe we should be concerned Lizilusa de Beidina. Once Bezdin gives a psak, it's final. Says Rav Nachman, we're not concerned with that. We want the emes. So this, of course, is always a concern. How much do you want the emes? How much do you want to protect the Bezdin? It's a big shot that comes up when it comes to, let's say, reading Gedolim books. A lot of the Gedolim books speak of the greatness of how they are. Lizilus of the Beidino, consider the Lizilus of the Gedolim, which is very, very important. But at the same time, we also want the emes. What's the truth? So yesterday I was at a convention with Usher Weiss. So it was amazing. Always, it was so beautiful. And he was going through an interesting piece about the whole Masorah of how a Tana could argue an Amora, Amora arguing a Tana, a Rishon, Achronim, all of the whole Hishalshel Sadvarim and the unique status of the Gra, how the Gra was able to argue in Rishonim. He wasn't really arguing in Rishonim. Fine. Then he brought six sources where the Gra has a certain, he brings Mar Mekomos to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Mechaber. Then he writes, Acharkach Matzasi, Tosfos writes something. So what was the significance of that? It means that the Gra also either forgot a Tosfos, or perhaps he never learned that Tosfos. So even the Gra was human. Even Gedolim are human also. And that's very important to realize, as Rabbanim and as Gedolim, people are normal. And so too, it's important to know that, yes, Gedolim were great people, and Bezdin are great people, but at the same time, we have to realize that they could change their mind, and there's sometimes they're normal as well. So Lizilusul Bedina, we're not concerned. No one's going to make fun. It's just a reality that Bezdin and people and human beings and Gedolim are also normal. So therefore, you can reconvene and overturn the ruling if you have good enough evidence and a testimony.
Don't tell
Oscar. What? Don't tell Oscar. We had this comment back in YU. We had a conversation with I forget what Rav Nelson Sherman. I think he was the one he presented to the Kollel, to like 15 of us, and we asked the question to him: how come they create these? They embellish the Gedolim, and he said at this point they rather have them viewed at a very high regard. As so people shouldn't have Lizilus of the Debina. In essence, what he was saying. And we were saying, but then it's so discouraging for kids to try to, I'll never learn Shas 613 times like Ramosha did, even though Ramosha never did. He never learned that, even though that's what's written about him. He didn't do that. So now, but if you bring him down a little bit to make him in reach, so they weren't concerned. They wanted to protect that image. That's what he was telling us. But Lizilus of the Debina lo chashinun. Okay. Gemara says now, Masiv Rav Avisei Merav Zeira. So he asked the following question. Shnaim Omrim Meis, Shnaim Omrim Lo Meis. Good memories from back the Yevamos days. So two people say that the husband died. Two people said that he didn't die. Shnaim Omrim Niskarsha, Shnaim Omrim Lo Niskarsha. It's a machlokas again. Maybe they got divorced or they didn't get divorced. Harezu Lo Tinasu. So the woman, the wife, cannot get remarried because it's a suffix. We don't know what her status is. Vimnusis, if she gets married, Lo Teitza, she doesn't have to get divorced. Because suffix Lichachila, she shouldn't. But B'di'eved, she has what to rely on. So Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yossi Omer Teitze, no, even after the fact, she has to get divorced, even B'di'evit. So Omer Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yossi, Amasai, when is this true, that she has to get divorced? Ani Omer, Amasai, Ani Omer Teitze, Bizman Shebo Edom, V'acharkach Nisei. So after the second Edom came, and we're denying the first Edom, the first Edom said that he died, so she could get remarried. Another Edom said, he's still alive, we saw him just last week. So now she goes ahead and gets married in the face of this suffix. That's when I say Tete. She has to get divorced. She had no grounds to get married. The Edis is completely bottle. Aval bat, if it's the case in this case, v'chakach bo Edim, if she gets married, and then after getting married, the second set of Edim come and say, he was never dead, then harezu lo Tete. Because at the time, she did the right thing. She had Edim. She relied on Edim, which she's supposed to do. She's allowed to do. And she did the right thing. So then she doesn't have to get divorced. So what's the Shiloh here? So look at Rashbam. It's around a little bit more than halfway down the medium wide line about Im Nises, if she gets married, Al Pi Ede Misa, the Eden that testified that her husband died, She Tirua Bezdin Linasi, that Bezdin permitted her to get married, and right and very, which is again correct. Bacharkach, after she gets married, Bo Edim, Shukayim, Lotete, a second set of Edim come and say that the husband is still alive, she doesn't have to get divorced. Why? Because the chashina on Lizilus of the Beidina, it looks bad for Bezdin. Bezdin said she get married, now suddenly she gets divorced. Bezdin, what were you doing? You let this married woman be with another man? So because we're protecting the Bezdin's image, we let her stay married, even though there's a suffix ashes issue. So we are concerned with Zilusa le Beidina. So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Ana, Savrei Lemevet Uvda. So the response is, Rav Nachman wanted to really paskin like he held, that we're not concerned with Zilusa de Beidina. And, but Hashta, now, Dosivna Anat, now that you've asked a very good Kasha, me from a Mishnah, and you've also Osvonin Rav Hamnuna Basur, you had the same question, Rav Hamnuna, Lo Avdina Be Uvda. I can't do any Maisa, I can't paskin this way. It sounds like we are concerned with Zilusa de Beidina. So nonetheless, Nafik Avid Uvda. He went out and paskin this way anyways. Even though he just said he's not going to, he went ahead and did a case where he overturned the ruling of a Bezdin. He appealed to Manda Chaza, the one who saw Rav Nachman, Savar Tausa Hibiyavda. He made a mistake. He forgot the halacha that he paskin, that we are concerned with the Zilusa of the Beidina, and you shouldn't appeal, overturn a case. But Velohi, that's not the case. That's not why he changed his mind. El Mishum Detalya Ba'ashe Ravrave. He was told that he had what to rely on of great Rabbanim. That's a phrase used often, the Rishonim use it. He had great Gedolim to rely on based on the following Mishnah. Now, because this Mishnah goes deep into the next paragraph, we have to leave you hanging here. But he's going to say tomorrow morning how he had who to rely on as to why he was able to allow a case for this woman to stay married. Okay, so we'll stop here. I got in the middle of a conversation, but it's somewhat of a decent stopping point. Yeah.